Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Thank you for joining me on this beautiful beginning of our second week of Advent. And today we are not only going to talk about, but we are going to pray for the beautiful focus of peace. The beautiful gift of peace. I love how this week in Advent, we have this really to reflect on. How are we living with peace? How are we offering peace? How are we that presence of God's peace in our world? And so I want to begin with a beautiful prayer that just kind of is going to, I don't know, bring us into this wonderful mindset of desiring and living lives of peacefulness. God of heaven, at the first Christmas, your angel announced, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Thank you for the peace your Son Jesus promised, not as the world gives, but willing, deep, lasting, and abiding peace. Thank you that since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord of peace himself give us peace at all times and in every way. Grant that, as far as it depends on us, we may live at peace with everyone, making every effort to do what leads to peace. So let the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, now and forevermore. Amen." And we know that many times we don't have that sense of peace. So we're going to begin with a beautiful song from Chuck and Alicia Brock, inviting us to be at peace even when we feel a bit troubled in our souls. The song is entitled "Peace, Troubled Soul."
You need not fear the great. Soul, you need not fear. The great provider still is near, still is near. The Lord who built the earth and sky, in mercy stands. you need not fear. The great provider still is near. Peace, troubled soul, you need not.
Thank you, Chuck and Alicia, for this beautiful song. And we're going to jump right into our next one. And this is from Donna Lee, a beautiful and wonderful Catholic friend from California whose music ministry spans 3 decades, 30 years almost, of just the beautiful ministry of music. And one of the ways that Donna really engages us through her music and ministry is her deep love of our Blessed Mother. And on a day when we are focused on peace and how we might live in that beautiful peace, this song is a perfect fit today. And Mary inviting us to be in peace and live lives of peace if we would only follow the direction of her Son. So Donna Lee's song, Mother Mary, Queen of Peace, is the perfect one to help us focus on asking our Blessed Mother, Queen of our hearts, the Mother of our Lord, and Mary, Queen of Peace, to show us how to desire and live and focus on lives of peace as we desire to live and focus with her Son as the one who will guide and direct every step of our life, which ultimately leads to peace. So, from Donna Lee, Mother Mary, Queen of Peace.
I can see her now as she speaks to them on the mountain. And even though my eyes don't see, my heart I'm Mother Mary, Queen of Me.
Now, before we go too much further into the program today, I'm going to throw a little teaser out there. The very last song today is my brand new song, Instrument of Peace. And I have a book which is based on prayer and the beauty of prayer. And when I reached out, gosh, quite a few months ago, and I said, I'm going to be including that beautiful prayer of St. Francis in the book. Now, should I record a melody that's already there, or does everyone want a new melody? And it was overwhelming, the request that I write a new melody to that beautiful prayer of St. Francis. But before we go to mine, which again is going to be at the end of the program, we're going to listen to a beautiful rendition of that prayer where Sarah Hart has penned a beautiful, rendition of that beautiful prayer of St. Francis, and of course has given it a lilting and beautiful melody. And we know that Sarah, one of the Oregon Catholic Press composers and musicians, is found in our hymnals, and this song is one that I hope you'll share with everyone that that needs that sense of peace. Sarah's got a great way of inviting us to do that. So from Sarah Hart, her beautiful rendition of the prayer of St. Francis, Make Me a Channel.
Keep alive.
that beautiful prayer in and of itself, the prayer of St. Francis, is such a wonderful one that helps us to truly ask for and to see how we can participate with lives of peace. And these are the beautiful words that he penned. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Those beautiful prayers, you know, those beautiful words of that prayer of St. Francis really do give us a great example of how to live our lives. When we will be peace, when we will offer peace, when we will accept peace, accept and give forgiveness, pardon, what a different way our world would be if we could all live in this beautiful truth of God's peace. So now as we continue along today, I want to go to a beautiful song from Father David Heman. Now, Father David has such a wonderful song. It's called Let Nothing Trouble You. And the reason that I want to bring that one into our program today is that when we are not at peace, either not feeling it in our lives ourselves, or when we have caused that kind of stress or anxiety for another person, where we have literally stolen their peace, we have to come back and make amends. We have to offer and receive that beautiful forgiveness. But when we are not at peace, for whatever reason, we feel that anxiousness, that troubled feeling. And, you know, the beautiful saints before us, so many of them have given us that focus of let nothing trouble you. If we could just live in that knowledge that we needn't feel troubled, we needn't feel that anxiety, we don't have to let things trouble us if we can hand over moment by moment of every part of our day to our Lord and to live in that peace that he so much wants for each and every one of us. So we're gonna come back and have the rest of that beautiful prayer. But first, we're going to hear this song from Father David Heman and the way that he invites us to let nothing trouble us. And that is, in fact, the name of his song, Let Nothing Trouble You. You at all, for all
our great King, He's the Lord.
Thank you, Father David. And now in those beautiful words of Saint Teresa of Avila, I think she's probably the most famous saint who has really encouraged us and invited us to live without the anxiety. And these are the beauty of her words. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. How magnificent if we could live those words so that we need not have the anxiety or the fears of the things that our world causes. Because the things, as she said, things pass away. The things that we are so many times anxious that we allow to steal our peace are things that are going to pass. It's a reality. It's a truth. And during the second week of Advent, if we could go deeper into those words of peace, deeper into those words, knowing that we don't have to be anxious about so many things because God is with us. He is constantly with us. And during Advent, as we are preparing to meet Him at Christmas, during Advent, when we take this time to go deeper into our spiritual journey, perhaps during this Advent, as I talked about last week, we take this time to go deeper into our life of prayer. The closer we are in our prayer life with God, which means that in those moment by moment of every day, we are in conversation with Him. Prayer is to be in conversation. And the more that we are in conversation moment by moment with God throughout the day, the less likely we are to give in to the anxieties and the pressures of the world. Because we know that as those things pass, God is ever present. God is truly enough. But we have to let go of those anxieties. And I think we probably all know where I'm going to go next with this, because Jamie Tayton, who regularly is a part of our We Sing Our Faith family, has her beautiful, and I mean beautiful, rendition of that song, Anxious Heart. And it's, you know, that phrase, "Oh, anxious heart, wait on the Lord. Why are you waiting for things of the world when if we would just wait on the Lord, knowing that in His perfect time, He is going to take care of every one of our concerns and give us that great gift of His perfect peace." So, from Jamie Tayton, Anxious Heart.
Oh, anxious heart, wait on the Lord. Be still and know that He is God. Oh, anxious heart, when the wind and waves come against your faith, don't be afraid. For even the mighty tempest, when He speaks, must obey. Oh, anxious heart. Anxious heart, wait on the Lord. From to your faith. Don't be afraid, for he will come and safely lead you to that quiet place. Oh, anxious heart, till the shadows break, hold on to your faith. Don't be afraid, for he safely lead you to that quiet place. Oh, anxious heart, oh, anxious heart, oh, anxious heart.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you so much. If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, author and mission presenter, Julie Carrick, and it is always such a privilege to spend this hour with you each and every week, sharing the music and the ministry, the heart of many of today's Catholic recording artists. For information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number, 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. And now, as we continue along this beautiful journey of peace today on We Sing Our Faith, I want to go to a song from Jesse Menabusin. Jesse is another one of these amazing Catholic artists whose music, and as you know, you'll see some of his stuff also through OCP. And that beautiful song of his, Give Us Your Peace, is no exception. You'll find that right in your hymnals. So if you are looking for a song this week to just focus in on about peace, this is a great one, Give Us Your Peace. And you know, Jesse does not just sing about finding that peace. He is such a living example that no matter what anxieties life throws at us, no matter what things we are allowed to experience in our life, when we will stay close with God, when we stay close in that relationship with Jesus Christ, we can be and will be transformed from lives of upset and anxiety into lives of peaceful living with our God. And so wherever you are listening today, take a few moments, rest with us right now, as we hear Jesse Menabusin sing for us, Give Us Your Peace.
Give us your peace, O God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace, O God. Give us your peace, your peace. When we're afraid, running from truth, gather us back to you. Take every fear and fill our hearts. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, when we are tired, weary and worn. Take us into your arms, where there is no need, there is no want. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace,
give us your peace. Oh God, give us your peace, your peace. Show us the way back home into your light, into your love. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace.
Thank you so much. And, you know, there's a prayer that at every single Mass, it invites us to peace. And when I say this little prayer right now, it's actually the embolism that is prayed during the Our Father. So literally at every single Mass you go to, you are given an invitation for peace. You are reminded that God is the giver of peace, and that when we wait with Him and in that sense of purpose, we will be filled with His peace. So right now, I want to pray the prayer that the priest prays during Mass in the middle of the Our Father, and it goes like this. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That little prayer during the Mass, again, when we are at Mass, it is so easy sometimes to be on autopilot. And especially those prayers that we hear at every Mass, we can lose the potency of their meaning. And the beautiful grace that God is really wanting to pour into our lives by these prayers being a part of that daily Mass or the weekend Mass. Whenever we go to Mass, we hear that prayer. So I am going to deliberately repeat it right now. I'm going to pray it slowly, and then I invite you this week when you go to Mass, every day that you go to Mass, during the Our Father, we finish that mid part of that prayer, we hear this prayer, and then we do the final ending of it. But again, these are the words prayed at every single Mass by the priest. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. What this prayer implies is that the more we live our life free of sin, the more we live in the peace that God is offering us. And we can live lives free of sin by the help of the mercy of God. That mercy that He fills us with and transforms us with. You know, one of the names of Jesus Christ, Divine Mercy, is such a powerful witness to us that He has every intention for us to be lives of goodness, lives of beauty, lives of peace. And one of our Carrick Ministries artists for many, many years has been Liz Owen. And when she worked on her project, The Lilies Know, I mean, even that title track, The Lilies Know, offer us that sense that even the lilies of the field have no stress. So why should we? Look at the way that God clothes them. And why are we worried about the simplicities of life? Why are we worried when we know that God provides? So before we go back and talk a bit more about that beautiful Our Father prayer, which offers us that sense of peace, I want to take this beautiful song from Liz Owen, and it is her song, Peace I Leave With You. Let's take a few moments as Liz sings for us, and we're going to come back. As we talk about the beauty of the Our Father prayer and where we can find that sense of peace in our life, the more that we are willing to offer forgiveness, the more we know that we receive that forgiveness of God. So in this beautiful Our Father prayer, let's pray that together now as we look for that sense of peace, okay? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And then we hear those beautiful prayers that are prayed at Mass from our priest that remind us that we do have that offering of Christ's peace in our day and in our life if we would just embrace it. And now we're going to go to one more song that's reminding us that our Blessed Mother, too, would be the Queen of Peace in each of our lives if we would allow her to reign as such. Looking at her, especially during this season of Advent and in this week number 2 of Advent, where we focus in on the great gift of peace, on that wonderful knowledge that when we live in peace, what a difference we have. And when we ask Mary to be that Queen of Peace in our life, it reminds us, as we're going to hear shortly from Michael John Poirier, his song Queen of Peace. And as he sings it and the children respond, how magnificent if we could have those child hearts. That is, we call out to our Blessed Mama Mary, asking her to be that Queen of Peace reigning in our lives, drawing us close to her Son, which is what it's all about. And during this time of Advent, as we prepare to meet him, letting our hearts become childlike, getting rid of those upset and those demands that the world puts on us that has nothing to do with God. During the second week of Advent, I hope you do no shopping. I hope you do no anxiety over the hundred and all of the crazy parties and festivities and things that really have nothing to do with the real meaning of Christmas. And to take this week to be in peace and in quiet and in prayer and take that child heart. So we're going to listen now as Michael and the children sing this beautiful song, Queen of Peace.
Queen of Peace,
Queen of Peace,
we bless you,
we bless you,
Queen of Heaven and Earth,
Queen of Heaven and Earth,
Queen of Peace,
Queen of Peace,
we love you, Mary, what do you wish for?
Mary, what do you wish for?
Love my son.
Love my son.
Love my Lord.
Love my Lord.
Do whatever he says.
Do whatever he says.
Pray to God. Spirit to come,
pray His Spirit to come.
Queen of Peace,
Queen of Peace,
we bless you,
we bless you.
Holy Mother of all,
Holy Mother.
Queen of Peace,
Queen of Peace,
we love you,
we love you.
Mary, what do you wish for?
Mary, what do you wish for?
Love my son.
Says, do whatever he says.
Pray to God. Spirit to come,
pray His Spirit to come.
Did you find yourself repeating along? I love that. Michael sings, the children respond, and we have that sense of peace, that sense of joy. And now, as promised, the last song today is going to be my brand new rendition of that beautiful prayer of St. Francis set to music. And this one is simply entitled Instrument of Peace. But before I sing it, I want to share all of the lyric with you. You're going to hear, obviously, his prayer, but then the way that I've just expanded a little bit to help us understand what each of these lines of his prayer mean. So this is Instrument of Peace, based on the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow your love. Where there is injury, true forgiveness. Where there is doubt, true faith in you. Where there is pain, let me share your hope. Where there is darkness, your light of truth. Where there is sadness, Lord, you bring us joy. May my hands be used to sow the peace that only love can bring. May my heart beat the rhythm set by God. May every gift he's given me be a tool of grace. May I be Christ's instrument of peace. May I be his instrument of peace. Divine Master, grant me not so much to seek consolation as to share your compassion, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love like you. It is in giving that we receive. As we will pardon, so are we forgiven. It is in dying that we are born to life. May my hands be used to sow the peace that only love can bring. May my heart beat the rhythm set by God. May every gift he's given me be a tool of grace. May I be Christ's instrument of peace. May I be his instrument of peace. And so now, from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Instrument of Peace.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow your love. Where there is injury, true forgiveness. Where there's doubt, true faith in you. Where there is pain, let me share your hope. Where there is darkness, your light of truth. Where there is sadness, Lord, you bring us joy. May my hands be used to sow the peace that only love can bring. May my heart be the rhythm set by God. May every gift he's given me be a tool of grace. May I be Christ's instrument of peace. May I be his instrument. Divine
to be loved as to love like you. It is in giving that we receive. As we will pardon, so are we forgiven. It is in dying that we are born to life. May my hands be used to sow the peace that only love can bring. May my heart beat the rhythm set by God. May every gift He's given me be a tool of grace. May I be Christ's instrument.
Again, I want to thank you for taking this time with me each and every week. It truly is a privilege. It is such a wonderful opportunity to share the heart and the music of so many of today's Catholic recording artists. In the coming weeks, we're going to talk a bit more about those next focuses of Advent. And each week is going to draw hopefully closer so that in just a couple more weeks, we'll join together in that wonderful celebration of Christmas. In the meantime, for information about each and every one of the artists, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the website. The toll-free number, of course, is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. So again, that last song, Instrument of Peace, is in the book that came out this year entitled Incense and Intercession. It was such a joy to take the beauty of those prayers of our Catholic faith and to really delve into them. You know, it's a great idea if you are looking for something for a wonderful Catholic Christmas gift. And you, of course, can get that at WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Oh come, Emmanuel.
This Advent season, be filled with anticipation of the joy to come. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley of the Soul Community. I'd love for you to join me on The Quest every Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We talk about the church, the sacraments, relationships, and how to find peace in a noisy world. Your questions and calls are always welcome. That's The Quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, the free GRN app, and streaming on social media. I hope you'll tune in.
The vocation of a military chaplain is a unique calling. He offers spiritual solace and guidance to soldiers, providing prayers and comfort in battle. He embodies faith and valor and brings God's blessings to those who defend and protect. Would you like to pastor like Servant of God and Medal of Honor recipient Chaplain Vincent Capodanno? Visit milarch.org. Learn more about shepherding U.S. service members, veterans, and families in service to this nation.
If you're fortunate, you will witness a number of Christ-like people in your lifetime. Sometimes you'll see these heroes at a distance. Often, you'll experience Jesus in someone close. And in this world filled with sorrow, what will all these Christian heroes tell you? There's a place in every heart that only Jesus can fill.
I've never heard y'all before. There is this lady with her big white SUV, and on the back of the windshield is this big cross with y'all's radio station underneath. Put it on y'all's radio station anyhow, and then it starts talking about the saints and how the saints give you signs and they lead you into the right direction. I just appreciate you and God for putting that sign in my life and letting me know that it is Him and it's okay.
The Guadalupe Radio Network. Radio for your soul.
I actually was gone from the Catholic Church for 35 years. I want to get to heaven. I don't know if I will. I mean, I worry about it. But I not only want to get to heaven at the moment of my death, I want to find as much heaven as possible here on earth. So I need help. I don't know why I turned on my radio, because I've kept my radio off for years. And once I turned it on, I was absolutely hooked.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.